Hunt, hunt.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ah, Vince Lombardi. We're talking about Vince Lombardi today on all the shows. Good morning, Jason Wilde. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. I got to turn you up in my ear. Have you seen this? Have you seen this Bill Belichick thing? Have you seen Bill Belichick talking about how maybe they should change the name of the trophy? Have you heard about this?
I did. We actually saw it during our show yesterday, and I know it's I don't want to call it inflammatory, but he was kind of like Jim Gray mentions they don't call it the Star Trophy, they call it the Lombardi Trophy. I mean, Belichick, what bothered me, because they're not, I don't think we have to worry about them changing the name, but what bothered me was I found it very disingenuous that someone with as big of an ego as he has was trying to say, well, it's really the players. I never made a tackle. I never completed a pass. Yeah. I'm guessing that his time in New England ended in part because of said ego. So I'm not, I was not a huge fan of the entire exchange, frankly.
And what is acceptable between Super Bowl? How many years is acceptable? 5, 10, 15, 20?
Are we talking Green Bay specific, Chew?
Yes.
How long has it been for San Francisco to win one? How long has it been for Dallas to win one?
San Francisco, it's been 30 years. For Dallas, it's been 29.
Yeah. I mean, look, I get it. You know, I live in Title Town. There is a sign outside of the Green Bay Capitol, or whatever we call that, where the mayor works, City Hall, that says Titletown USA on it. So I get that. I feel like because of what New England did and now what Kansas City did, is in the process of doing, that we have determined that winning Super Bowls is much easier than it actually is. I mean, Chewy, you know this better than anyone. A young, idealistic, and maybe a little bit over his skis beat writer riding the bus to San Diego's Qualcomm Stadium saying, I don't see any way the Packers lose this game. Yeah, it's really hard, though. Even if you're the superior team on that given Sunday, you can still lose. So, you know, the 49ers have been back to several Super Bowls, haven't gotten it done. Packers haven't gotten back since 2010. I don't know if there's an acceptable number. I think it's just really important to remember that no matter how Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have made it, it's really hard. And that doesn't mean it's okay, and it doesn't mean that as a Packers fan you shouldn't feel like, you know, there were opportunities that you should have gotten back. I'm not saying that. It just feels like so often that we just think it's easier than it actually is. And not only do you have to be an outstanding team, but you need things to go your way. And having been in the press box in 2014 in the NFC Championship game, the number of mistakes that team made and the number of things that went against them, all the way down to the fact that Ted Thompson chose to cut tight end Ryan Taylor in October, and had he not done that, and he would have never known this at the time, but had he not cut Ryan Taylor to create a roster spot in October, Ryan Taylor is in the spot that Brandon Bostic is in, and Ryan Taylor had tried to field an onside kick previously and botched it and got royally reamed out for his mistake. that there's no way in God's green earth he would have made that mistake again. And that's the difference between them being in a Super Bowl and not. That's the kind of stuff that we lose sight of when we kind of take the 30,000-foot view and say, oh, this team hasn't been to the Super Bowl since 2010, or the Detroit Lions haven't been to the Super Bowl at all, that sort of stuff.
Well, where I took umbrage, Jason, is the article this week from the Mothership ESPN. I think Rob wrote it, where it said in the headline that Goody is an outstanding GM. I don't think he is. Ron Wolf is. Ron Wolf won it in 4 years. He went to 2 Super Bowls in 5 years. Ted Thompson won the Super Bowl in 4 years. We're now entering year 7. So if he's outstanding, what are we calling Ron and Ted?
Well, we're calling Ron a Hall of Famer. And I know Homer got some pushback on this, in part because he misspelled Ron's last name, which is remarkable to me. But, you know, Ron has told me, and I don't mean to make it sound like, oh, he told me, because he's told lots of other people, the biggest mistake he ever made during his career was not just hiring Andy Reid when Holmgren left.
Yeah.
And he has admitted that. So, you know, all GMs make mistakes. Drafting John Michaels because he got caught unaware because he thought you guys were getting Ray Lewis, that's a colossal mistake. But you get the quarterback position right, you get other things right, and you get to make up for your mistakes. Ron's drafting in the 3rd round made up for his, I would say, many misses in the 1st round. Goody has obviously had some really good drafts in recent years. I think this all comes down to Goody's philosophy. I mean, this is a young man's game, and that he does not see the value in spending significant salary cap space or assets, whether it's trading draft picks or other ways to acquire veteran players. He just doesn't believe in that. Not that he will never have 30-year-old guys on his roster, but he thinks that, and he said this last year after the season ended, that, you know, he believes that you go through the growing pains with young players during the first half of the season with the hope that they come out on the other side ready to be full-fledged NFL players. And that was reinforced with the way the 2023 season went. But things are changing now. You know, Rob wrote about how he has a 5-year plan, and we just completed year 2. And the first half of his tenure was trying to win with Rodgers, and now it's trying to win with Love. But the bottom line is, you're right. They have not figured it out yet. They have not had enough things go their way. And as much as, you know, beating Dallas last year in the playoffs was impressive, and it was, and I don't want to undercut that at all. Again, if the NFL had not expanded the playoffs several years ago, the Packers would be on a 3-year streak of not making the a 3-year streak of not even making the playoffs. I think that's important to remember.
What kind of job do you think Goody has done?
I think he's done a good job, above average job. He's replenished the roster with a lot of young, emerging talent. But as Chewy knows better than anyone, having played in the league, talent only gets you so far, and those players have to elevate. And if you look at this past season, you look at the way it played out in big games, who elevated their games? Who were field-tilting players? Like, Goody gets credit for signing 2 guys that elevated this team and were huge additions in free agency. But who among the wide receivers elevated their games? Jordan Love, we can make the injury excuses, and I think those are valid excuses. But at the same time, you wanted to see him elevate even through injury more than he did. And I think Jordan would say that he didn't elevate his game as much as he needed to, right? I mean, and let's remember, too, like, and again, I believe that injuries affect players' performance. It doesn't matter who they are or what position they play. But Jordan also has the less than ideal situation of following two guys that played through just about everything, right? I mean, everyone forgets in 2022 that Rodgers played with a broken thumb suffered in London. And while Brett Favre was celebrated for doing the same thing, Rodgers, it was just, yeah, he sucked in his last year in Green Bay. And, you know, Jordan missed two games and parts of two others with injuries, but that doesn't mean that that he's not disappointed or that the Packers weren't hoping for a greater level of growth. And that's why I just look at 2025 now. You know, you guys remember me talking about 2023 and calling it the most intrigued and fascinated I've ever been going into a season because I had no idea what to expect. I think going into this season, this is when all the expectations have to hit. The general manager himself said this team is ready to start competing for championships. So that means the general manager, the head coach, the assistant coaches, and the players, the expectation has been set forth, and they all need to make major jumps if they're actually going to be playing for a championship a year from now.
I'm glad you bring that up, Jason, because we talked about this last night on the Weekly Wager. When Goody said it's time for the Packers to ramp up their urgency and start competing for championships, he meant himself as well, right? Like, I think he holds himself to a high standard. What is your confidence level that Brian Gutekunst will go out this offseason and bring in another impactful, pivotal, high production level free agent like he did last year with Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney?
Yeah, I don't know, because looking at the free agent list, I don't.
Did we lose Jason?
Not to be very good for their new team. I still don't, like, I don't know Joe Shane at all. I don't know the inner workings of the Giants. But that guy managed to let two guys out the door, one guy that ran for 2,000 yards with his new team, and another guy who was in the Defensive Player of the Year conversation. I don't know how often you can be fortunate enough to have players of that caliber hit the open market. Well, I went through the ESPN Top 50 free agents. I went through Pro Football Focus's 100 top free agents. I don't know if there are going to be those types of players, A, and then B, if the Packers are willing to pay market rate for them. You know, I don't. The biggest question I have, because Goody addressed this directly, Pete Doherty from the Press Gazette asked him about it, the idea of giving up premium picks to acquire a veteran player, and Goody said, you better be right. That was the first thing out of his mouth, followed by, you know, there is a cost for that. Not only the assets that you trade for that player, but the salary cap cost that comes along with it. So if you're among the fans that are getting their hopes up that Max Crosby will be a Packer, I totally get it. I still don't know, like, with that coaching change, with Pete Carroll there, who's won a Super Bowl, does that change the calculus on what Max Crosby wants? But he does feel like the type of player that is rare enough that you would be willing to give up some assets to get him. But again, I don't know what the price tag would be, and I don't know how good Goody feels about giving up those assets. But they've got the salary cap space to do it. They've got players in their locker room that have played with Max Crosby. You've got Josh Jacobs saying after the loss to the Eagles that he is going to actively recruit guys to come to Green Bay. So I'll be curious to see if that's something that can happen, because if it does, that's the kind of urgency that you would want to see from the general manager, who would be holding himself to the same standard that he put forth for the coach and the team.
Well, for whatever it's worth, Max Crosby did address trade rumors on his own podcast. I think it was yesterday, but it might have been the day before. And he talked about how they have had conversations, they being him and the Raiders. A big point of contention for Crosby has been the fact that his contract doesn't have any guaranteed money left on it. The four-time Pro Bowler, according to this article on SportingNews.com, said he is confident it will be taken care of. We have talked about it. I've been a Raider through and through since the day I got here. We're moving accordingly, one step at a time. Which makes me feel less inclined to think Max Crosby will be a member of the Green Bay Packers. Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde can, of course, be heard on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday and Friday morning here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
Fellas, listen up. If you're getting ready to take that next step in life and propose, the Jewelry Center has to be the first stop. Whether it's naturally mined or lab-grown diamonds, the Jewelry Center has options for it all. Maybe you don't know exactly what kind of ring that special someone wants, but if they have a Pinterest board or ideas, bring it to the Jewelry Center. Their team of experts will help take your ideas from dream to reality. They helped me with that. They've got a lot of other great gift ideas as well. Chewy around Christmas got his wife a great ring. They helped him out with that. So learn more about the engagement ring selection or any of the other services and things that they can do for you at shoptjc.com or stop in today in any one of their three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. And of course, anytime you go to the Jewelry Center, you make sure you tell them that Gabe and Chew sent you.